sorry. It was perhaps I've misunderstood something, but and perhaps it's because I live on an island that this hits me specifically. I worried that if we have the phrase international railway journeys or international services, we're missing out potentially in the opportunity for rail to be the last leg of an international journey, where the first leg may be by some other means like air. I'm thinking, for example, of the French government policy of encouraging people to take the train for internal journeys previously covered by flights, and often connecting flights from Charles de Gaulle to Toulouse, for example. I was also thinking about the UK context, where it's pretty hard, unless you're going to Lille and Paris and Brussels and Amsterdam, to make an international journey entirely by rail. So it seems to me that I thought we'd move this way. It seems to me the inclusions of the terms international and domestic may be superfluous, because we're thinking about international journeys, not international rail journeys or domestic rail journeys. It's where rail becomes part of an international journey, and the rail part might be entirely national. Is that understandable? Thank you.